Here is another statement that deals with this idea about reality may not be what we think it is. Nancy Tremaine was the first person to encounter the grays. She had her abduction experience in July of 1961, 2 months before Betty and Barney Hill. And she has since gotten all sorts of messages, all sorts of inspiration. And here's what she was told. Realities are illusions, are a part of the delusion that we have created. We are living in a delusional illusion of our own making. We are all players in this fictional theater that we perform for our creators, a muse existing for our audience. The stage is set at birth and our performance has begun. People will say at this point, don't talk to me about anecdotal stories of what these people are saying. We need scientific method. We need to be able to measure stuff. So let's go back and let's actually take a look at René Descartes and the whole idea of the scientific method. The way the story has been twisted and told is it was all about skepticism. And I will say that René Descartes' vision of the scientific method was basically like an abduction experience today. Today we have people having abductions and channeling, all these sort of things where they were getting material from outside of the rational, conscious, analytical mind. René Descartes, for everybody that may want to check it, it's in my Inspired book. The whole idea of the scientific method came in a dream. And he was very, very clear about the fact that this was a very important dream. And he basically talked about skepticism, but it wasn't skepticism of new ideas, which is what it's been turned into. It was skepticism of old ideas. He basically was in a position where he spent his life tearing down all that he had been taught. He started to doubt all the stuff he'd been taught in school and all this kind of stuff. And what has happened today is it's exactly the opposite. We have come to a position where now we're defending all the past ideas. We've turned them into creeds and things like that, where they are not to be challenged, and we challenge the new ideas. But I would contend it's like Gary Nolan from Stanford University said, when you're going to make discoveries is when you take a look at the 5% that doesn't fit on the chart, that's off the sort of the beaten path, the oddities, because it's those things that tell us that we've got something wrong. That's where we should be skeptical and of the ideas that we have, because we have this idea that everything we have is absolutely correct and we only have to challenge the new ideas. So the idea of the scientific method has to do with challenging former ideas, and the new ideas come from the anomalies that we see, and that's what UFOs, that's what abduction experiences, out of body experiences, all these things should not be happening if the world is what we think it is, this materialistic, meaningless universe. The other thing that people sort of overlook is they talk about Descartes' scientific method, and they forget all the other stuff that he talked about. I cannot forget that at other times I have been deceived in sleep by similar illusions, and attentively considering those cases, I perceive so clearly that there exist no certain marks by which a state of waking can ever be distinguished from sleep. I feel greatly astonished. So he's basically saying it's impossible to tell sleep from the waking state. That is something that is coming to be talked about in out-of-body experiences, in abduction experiences, all these kind of things, near-death experiences, where the person, psychedelic experiences, where the person will say, I was in the real world. The physical conscious mind is the illusion. That is the dream. The real world is on the other side. I suppose, said Descartes, therefore, that all things I see are illusions. I believe that nothing has ever existed of everything in my lying memory tells me. I think I have no senses. I believe that the body, shape, extension, motion, locations are all functions. What is there when that can be taken as true? So he's basically this idea that what we see is the stuff we see is not as real as we think it is, and we have to question everything, but particularly the things that we assume to be correct. when it comes to Max Planck. And people will say, well, that's not what happens. But basically, we have a situation where Max Planck is quoted, and he talks about the fact that he talked to his professor, Joly, in 1874. He sought advice, and Joly portrayed to me physics as a highly developed, almost fully mature science. Possibly in one or another nook, there could be perhaps a dust particle or a small bubble to be examined and classified. But the system as a whole stood there fairly secured, and theoretical physics approached visibility, that degree of perfection, which, for example, geometry has always had for centuries. So he was basically advised not to go into physics because we got it all figured out. That's the problem we have, is we're assuming that everything that we have is correct, and the new material, because it doesn't fit into our beliefs and our religious belief about how the world is put together, then we have to question it and attack it. It is the new ideas, it's the anomalies that tell us there's something wrong with the world that we see.